This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. The Brazilian government is trying something new to cut down on carbon emissions and slow down the rate of deforestation in the Amazon. It's planning to do that by paying local communities, individuals even, to protect forests and stop trees from being cut down. We're joined now by the BBC Brazil reporter, Paulo Cabral. He's been the first to visit the trial project in the Yuma Reserve. It's over 1 million acres. It's home to over 300 families. Paulo joins us now live from the Amazon. Good morning, Paulo.
Good morning.
Can you tell us what it looks like there where you are? You're in Manaus, Brazil. It's in the middle of the Amazon. What's it look like?
Well, you know, actually, Manaus is the middle of the Amazon, but it's a city of 2 million people. It doesn't really look right from where I am that you are in the middle of the Amazon. If you fly over it, and we've been into the jungle, it's like 1 hour drive from here, you get into the most pristine jungle because it's quite preserved in this state of the Amazon, unlike other areas of the jungle here in Brazil. But it is quite weird being in a sort of big city set right in the heart of the jungle. The jungle itself is hot, humid, and quite oppressive. Fantastic, but you get exhausted there.
Explain to me why you would be covering the Copenhagen Conference from the middle of the Amazon.
Well, it has got a lot to do. The Amazon is very much interested in what is called the RED project, reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation. That means actually paying for environmental services. What does that mean? Giving money to people that live in the forest, that make a living from the forest, that survive from it, so they should get some money not to cut it down, because selling wood is one of the ways that people have here in the jungle areas to make money. But it is understood that sound RED projects should also include the development of a new forest economy. That means making the forest be worth more standing than cut. For instance, collecting, there are like great oils and resins from trees that have a number of medicinal and cosmetic uses. There are seeds that can be used. So there is quite a lot that can be taken out of the forest and can be worth a lot of money without having to destroy the forest. Even wood, I mean, wood is used everywhere in the world. It's used also in Brazil. So there are ways that you can have sustainable extraction of wood. So it would bring these two elements. First, paying people not to destroy the forest, and at the same time developing sustainable forest economy.
Well, Paulo, it sounds to me like at least one person thinks this RED program is actually changing behavior. This is Valda.
Since the reserve was created and we started to get money from RED, nobody cuts wood, not even for our own homes.
Is she a good sample of people there? Are they enthusiastic about this?
Yes, but you got to think there are two kinds or many kinds of people. But you have the small villagers that have the survival issues, and it seems that these mindsets are changing many communities. But you also have big farmers, miners, loggers that make a lot of money, and that has to do more with greed. Maybe that's even harder to change.
And we also hear that some of the problems of deforestation are caused by poverty and lack of education there. Very quickly, can this be solved by this RED program?
Well, that's the idea. The individual families get some money in RED programs, but also communities get money to build schools, to build hospitals. One thing that you hear here quite often is, cannot ask a mother to mind about a tree if she's got her child crying with hunger.
That's a good point. Paulo Cabral is the BBC correspondent. He's in Manaus, Brazil, in the middle of the Amazon.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.